This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's in Northern Wisconsin, needs to know. Brought to you by Marthalo Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Beginning Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., stop by the Stanley Movie Theater in Stanley to see the local documentary of the Cornell Fire Department that's making smoke. Each of the movie dates will be benefiting a local fire department, so spread the word like wildfire. The documentary is called A Spark Can Ignite a Community. The first airing date is Sunday, December 1st at 7 p.m., benefiting Gilman Fire Departments. The second is Sunday, December 8th at 7, benefiting the Thorpe Area Fire Department. The third is Sunday, December 29th at 7:30 p.m., benefiting the Boyd Edson Delmar Fire Department. The fourth is Sunday, January 5th at 5 p.m., benefiting the Stanley Fire Department. And the sixth and final date is Sunday, January 5th at 7:30 p.m., benefiting Cadott Fire Department. Once again, that's beginning Sunday, December 1st at 7 p.m. at the Stanley Movie Theater for the Best of Us Fire Department fundraisers. Don't be a victim of a holiday scam this season. Lisa Hale has more.
Scams are a global business. Grant Wheat, the Vice President of Risk Management at Verva Credit Union, warns consumers not to become one of the 57,000 people every day taken in by a scam.
If it seems too good to be true, then it probably is, right? So from websites to charities to payment ways, if it's not something you've done before or have taken advantage of before, and it just seems too good to be true, then it probably is.
Wheat says holiday scams can come in the form of travel deals, lookalike online stores, and even fake charities.
This Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Lakeland Union High School is hosting their 35th annual Christmas Gift and Craft Fair. The Lakeland Union High School Music Boosters invite you to join them for a day of relaxing shopping, crafts, gifts, concessions, and a bake sale. For craft show information, you can contact Joanne Bartlett at 715-892-5114. And they advise you to please be cautious. Only Joanne can register any tables for the sale. Please call or text her directly for information. And do not attempt to make any table reservations online. Once again, that number is 715-892-5114 for Joanne Bartlett for craft show information. And once again, the 35th annual Christmas Gift and Craft Fair at the Lakeland Union High School Commons in Minocqua is taking place Saturday, November 30th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For some, it's a holiday tradition to go out and cut your own tree. Did you know that some Wisconsin forests actually allow this? Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsinites who want the experience of trekking through the woods, finding the perfect tree, cutting it down, and taking it home can do so from some Wisconsin state forest for just a small fee. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Wisconsinites can harvest a holiday tree or evergreen boughs from certain state forests, such as the Peshtigo State Forest in Marinette County. Permits vary, but average at about $5 per tree. Visit the DNR's Forest Products Permit page for information on how to harvest a holiday tree for your home.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks are back to 500. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 win over the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee's win-loss record now even at 9-9. Just before the tip-off, Giannis Antetokounmpo had his left knee flare up with swelling and was unable to play. How did that change the game plan? Head coach Doc Rivers.
When Giannis went out, it was such a late scratch. You know, kind of had us scrambling. We usually go with bigs, and we decided to play small ball the entire game because I really felt like with so much scoring, the only way we're going to win the game is we had to win the three-point game.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for their Thursday night game on NBC for Thanksgiving. I asked Jordan Love how he feels about playing in prime time on the holiday.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anytime you're prime time, especially playing on a day like Thanksgiving where, you know, I grew up eating Thanksgiving food and watching football. So, you know, a lot of people, that's kind of the tradition. So it's definitely special. You know, we love these primetime games for sure.
That's quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some great travel weather for you this holiday weekend, but grab the warm jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 29, wind will be northwest at 5. Tonight, 16. Tomorrow, cloudy with flurries in the afternoon, our high 24. By Friday and Saturday, highs will only reach the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.